at the 2020 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. And in the studio lounge is the esteemed Mr. Brian Lauer from NACUSO.
That's me. Hello.
And amongst other endeavors that you do in the credit union industry, how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
We're hanging in there.
Yeah.
Are we late? Is it day two and a half, three,
I don't
four?
Know, is it Monday? Is it Tuesday? What day is it?
I lost count a couple of weeks ago. But,
That's right. It's all good.
It's all fun here for sure. How's the speaking of which, how's the conference going for you guys?
It's going well so far. Yeah. It's busy as everything goes these days. But with NACUSO, we've been meeting with the NCUA board and the other trade associations and trying to really promote CUSOs and what and how good they are for the industry, the good that they are for credit unions and their members. So
yeah, we just had Chris Kovacs in here from Constellation. And he's preaching up the CUSO.
Absolutely, another great partner of NACUSO as well, and winner of the Next Big Idea
from
the network conference
a couple years ago.
A couple years ago. And
Boland's been here as well.
Boland's here. We just saw Boland as well. He's great. Another great Next Big Idea
winner.
He's
going to be on the judge panel.
He is going to be a judge this year. It is. It's great.
Awesome. Good stuff all the way around. So we're talking vendor authority here. Can you enlighten me or maybe be a little bit more specific on this topic?
So right now the NCUA has been trying to work through Congress where they would need an act, a change to the Federal Credit Union Act to allow them to have the authority to examine vendors of credit unions. And so NACUSO's position is that this is really some a level of regulatory overreach, and we really should be focused on making credit unions better, not just increasing the size of the regulator. Right now, some cybersecurity is certainly a concern, and so the NCUA is requesting this authority under the auspice that they need regulatory authority of vendors to be able to combat the risk of vendor authority. But the truth is, many of the technology vendors are serving all of the financial institutions, banks, you know, saving. And those, they already have, through the FFIEC, they're examined already. So we don't really need another regulator going in and trying to.
What would that do? Would that just kind of, I don't know, delay the system as it already works, or what would it do?
From our perspective at NACUSO, the concern is that it's going to stifle innovation. We already have CUSOs that are getting reviewed by the NCUA, and so if you add on an examination to that authority, a lot of the entrepreneurs and the financial technology technologies and companies that are looking to be in the credit union industry are going to be a little bit wary of coming into that space. So what we don't want to do is stifle innovation.
Right.
And in addition to that, it's just going to cause additional cost to the credit union industry. You know, the budget for the NCUA is actually paid by the credit unions through their their annual assessment. So it's just additional cost that we don't think is necessary at this time.
And when you're in a business environment that's, and especially on the fintech side, when the things are moving at the speed of light, you can't have it slow down any further.
That's right.
Because there's other folks out there, other industries or competitors out there that are moving pretty darn fast.
That's right.
And so you can't hold up the wagon any longer than possible.
That's right.
So
well, and with financial technology, it's really important. You know, that's a big issue these days in the credit union industry is investing in their delivery channels, the emerging technologies, being able to have some control and oversight on the types of technologies that they're using to serve their members. And if you add additional regulation to that, it's just going to prevent those technologies from wanting to work with credit unions. And we think at NACUSO that working with credit unions is a great opportunity for these fintech companies because credit unions are so accessible, as you know, right? You don't generally get a chance to sit at the table with a C-suite at the bank or in some other financial institution. In credit unions, it's not uncommon to meet the CEO and sit down with them for lunch talk about how they can help their credit union. So we want to encourage that. We don't need further regulation that would discourage that.
Right, and it's a two-way street for the fintechs as well, that if they partner up with a credit union, they have an engaged audience to use their product.
Exactly.
So it works both ways.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's a great distribution
channel for them.
Definitely.
Indeed.
Correct, yes.
Indeed. So what are any other latest trends and issues that NACUSO is looking at or addressing or anything like that?
We've always been focused on the benefit of CUSOs to the industry, mm-hmm. right? So when you look at, there's over about 1,100 CUSOs out in the industry right now.
Wow, I didn't
right?
realize that many.
And the number's increasing.
I know.
Wherein the credit union numbers are decreasing, right? And we hear about this all the time.
Right.
But we really think that CUSOs are an opportunity for credit unions to get the scale they need to be able to serve their members better and not have to look at merger as the only alternative in some cases.
Yeah.
So there's certainly a lot of trend in the and focus within our industry on trying to find ways to connect credit unions with CUSOs that will allow them to provide more products and mm-hmm. services to their mm-hmm. members than they couldn't maybe on their own, get more economies of scale through the reducing operating expenses for them. And CUSOs are a great opportunity for all of this collaboration.
Agreed.
And when we come to the network conference, that's what we really push is, you know, we call it network
mm-hmm.
because we want everyone to network and collaborate. Mm-hmm. It's actually, credit unions are cooperatives, and CUSOs are cooperatives of cooperatives,
right?
And we want to create and foster that cooperation.
Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about the network conference is that when you go there, it's a very entrepreneurial spirit or atmosphere. It's really
It's the movers and the shakers, right?
Yeah, it's really cool. There's like this startup kind of feeling and stuff. So it's really invigorating and inspiring to see these people like, wow, this could be the next really cool, thing. So
That's
it's really fun to go and
see
the latest.
We're all sitting there and we're thinking, you know, what can we do? Everybody comes in there and gets to that conference and gets inspired by what can be done,
right.
and what we should be doing to better this industry and improve the movement.
We talked about Christopher Kovacs and Constellation, winners of the Next Big Idea.
Absolutely.
And Bolin Lee with Zogo, another winner. I mean, these are things that are coming to reality they were just kind of like a thought, you know, a few years ago.
That's
now it's
correct.
Like, hey, and they're already benefiting the credit union. So it's really cool to see this stuff.
And CUSOs are at the forefront of these emerging technologies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's an event called Venture Tech that you may have heard of, but NACUSO sponsored the Best in Show for Venture Tech this year.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning they gave them a cash prize.
Right.
It was a nominal cash prize.
Right.
But also, the Best in Show will get an immediate berth in the Next Big Idea competition.
Right on. Right?
So the winner this year was Aluma Labs, so they'll be presenting as one of the Next Big Idea contestants, right?
Exciting.
It's very exciting.
Oh, yeah, I love
And you'll be broadcasting, as we just heard.
Broadcasting, and we're going to do our best to live stream the whole Next Big Idea competition
as
well.
Last year you did it, and it was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Worked out great. So stay tuned, everybody. And when's the conference?
The network conference is April 20th to April 23rd.
Okay.
It's in Disney.
Orlando?
Yeah, it's in Orlando, the Yacht and
Disney Yacht Club,
Yacht and Beach Club in Orlando. It's going to be great.
That's a really cool place, actually.
Absolutely,
Love it. All right, Brian. Well, I'm going to let you off the hot seat. Appreciate the time as always.
Of course.
You do such a great job there as well as at Messick, Lauer, and Smith as well.
That's right. Thanks so much.
Good job.
Appreciate it.
Anytime. Well done.
Absolutely.
Keep up the good work, sir. Well
Thanks,
done.
Mike.
Good job.